Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Of course, online at thisweekinamerica.us. What if you found yourself suddenly alone and responsible for all your money and assets from your marriage? The last thing you want to worry about is where to find the safe deposit box key and everything in it. Well, on today's show, a wake-up call to get organized now so you can be in control and empowered to keep everything going no matter what life serves up. Who's handling the bills, investments, insurance, online accounts, and other crucial financial information in your household? Could it be that one partner driving, the other one riding along as a passenger, not having access, power, or control? And today could be the day to change things up for the better for all concerned. Our guest is Nancy Jutton, co-founder of Life Goes On Roadmap. Together with her husband, certified financial planner, professional Steve Jutton, they guide couples to share power, access, and control over their personal financial information, even after life has served up a bump in the road. This is especially important when something happens along the road of life, when one needs to step in to advocate for the other, or be in the position of being able to drive life forward no matter what, without losing valuable time or aggravation or time away from work searching for essential documents that they need. They offer easy-to-use tools, an upbeat and optimistic approach to getting things done, and accountability to couples and families across the country so they stop procrastinating, start powerful conversations, get their personal financial lives in order and on equal footing, and course correction for even better things to come. Nancy Jutton with us on the program. Nancy, looking forward to this. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me. Really great to be here.
As I'm looking through this information, I think procrastination, I sort of fall in that category, my wife and I, so this is going to be an important conversation for the two of us, as well as everybody listening and watching the program today. Let's go back to how this whole concept started for you in the creation of the Life Goes On Roadmap. How did you get started on this?
Well, it was really very personal. It was about a year ago that in the same week, three friends of mine, one of them was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma. Another received surprise divorce papers after 32 years of marriage. Wow. And another checked into the hospital with the flu at 62 and died. It was like a trifecta of tragedy.
Yes.
And I was deeply moved by it. And I was in the car with my husband and I said, you know something, Steve, if you got hit by a truck tomorrow, I'm not sure I would know how to run everything we've accumulated without you, nor would I know how to advocate for you if something happened to you. So for Christmas this year, I don't want diamonds and pearls. I want a roadmap to show me where everything is so we can be on equal footing so that I can have power, access, and control of the rest of our lives.
So and we're not. Said, oh, I'm sorry. Finish the story.
No, that was kind of the genesis of it. It was very personal.
I was just going to say, so the two of us really fall into a category with a lot of people because you really don't think about this. A lot of people don't think about this. And then suddenly when you're contemplating, you realize all these things, as I mentioned, that you share that you it may not come top of mind, but at some point you're going to need to have access to that information. As I'm looking at the website, and the website I'll direct you to is lifegoesonroadmap.com. Information on Nancy at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. But going through some of the statistics, reasons that we need to get organized, you mentioned three there. These are three incidents that totally came out of the blue to these people. And you stop and think about how life literally can change in a matter of seconds.
Yes. And you know something? When life changes on a dime, and you are in the middle of a crisis, that is the worst possible time to be looking for things you need because you're so full of emotion. And so we are big advocates of guiding families to get ahead of life before life happens. Because if someone should have a stroke or a heart attack or be disabled or have a fire or a flood, if there was a fire in your neighborhood and you needed to leave your house in 5 minutes, would you be able to put your hands on a document box full of your most crucial documents so when you start your life over, you have less bureaucracy to tend to and can get on with your life a little bit more easily? You know, these fires in California recently were so dire But how many people not only are dealing with the loss of their home and everything in it, but now they're having to somehow prove to some administrative body that they are who they are because they don't have their social security card, they don't have their marriage license, they don't have their divorce decree, they can't find their passport, they can't leave the country. These are things that are time consuming, aggravating, frustrating, and they're things we can all get ahead of with a few hours of thoughtful preparation.
You list some of the things. For example, every 14 seconds, a car accident happens every day. Many will happen during the course, for example, just the program, the time we're talking here. And that's not something you plan for, is it? You have to, if you plan for it, it has to be a conscious effort that, okay, something could happen to us. We need to get this in order. But there's so many things like that out there. The fires that you mentioned, the people that can get a call from a doctor after a test that changes their lives. So they really need, when you think about it, to get things in order. And when you go to the website, lifegoesonroadmap.com, you'll read about the five blind spots that cause couples worry, anxiety. Talk about that, because this is really what the first step to recognizing there's a problem to solving that problem.
Well, let's count them down David Letterman style, shall we?
Okay, we should do it that way, yes.
All right. The fifth biggest blind spot in many families is they have no central place to store their information or save it. Everything is everywhere all around the house. So if you had to leave in a moment's notice, you wouldn't be able to do it. So we recommend a document box that everyone knows where it lives in the house that has your essential, most crucial documents. So if you have to leave quickly, you know where to find it. The fourth most important thing to a blind spot really is missing key information. What if you have the account numbers for your investments, but nobody knows the security questions to gain access? That's a problem.
Yes.
What if the information isn't current? In today's day and age, we have, each of us, as many as 130 online accounts, from Netflix to our utilities to how we get on Skype or social media. Some of these passwords that we have actual dollars attached to them that relate to recurring billing. If you're in a situation where you need to stop bills because you don't want those services anymore, or they're no longer relevant, and maybe the partner in the family was handling all that and he's no longer here, you have no way to start or stop them to save the money that will continue to accrue to those bills. You don't have any power. So you got to keep your information current, and passwords change on a dime, and having a piece of paper that has a chicken scratch drawn through it.
Yeah, that's not going to cut
says,
it.
Oh, this was my password in 1955. What is it now? You know?
Exactly. And you have so many out there now. You've got so many companies, banks, that type of thing that will change for security reasons, will make you change your password. So keeping up
yes.
the information has to be a conscious decision on your part. I get on the bank and it's like, okay, it's been 6 months. We want you to change now. So it's for my protection, I understand. But now I have to go back and change everything to reflect the new password.
Yes, you do, because someone could step off the curb and run into some kind of trouble that could change everything, you know?
Yes.
So here's where it gets kind of emotional for people. The second biggest blind spot is keeping your partner in the dark about your investments, your money, your taxes, your passwords, or choosing to stay in the dark. There's been many families, hundreds of families we've talked to over the last year or so, where she says, my husband insists on managing that and won't let me have anything to do with it. It sounds so 1955, doesn't it?
Exactly.
But here's the trouble with that. If something happens to him and she has to carry on, how is she going to be able to do it? We cannot afford to keep our head in the sand about these matters, because it's going to cost us emotional energy, time, and money, and aggravation to get ahead of things. And you also have to wonder what somebody might be hiding if they won't let you see it. One woman said, I thought everything was fine and dandy until the IRS showed up at my workplace to tell me that my husband had failed to pay his business taxes 2 years in a row, and all of a sudden, it was my responsibility. If you are not talking to your partner about meeting tax deadlines and keeping things in order, it may be a bold and courageous conversation to have, but you need to have that conversation while you're young enough to still have an earnings runway to take care of things that may be surprises to you. You don't want to be 75 years old and discover that you owe back taxes and no earning capacity to take care of it. So do not keep your head in the sand on these money matters, and have the courage to start and complete a bold conversation with your partner. You know, on a more practical matter, sometimes one partner's been paying the bills for 30 years and just wants a break. Could you please learn how to do this so I don't have to do it all, carry the load all
myself?
Exactly.
Yes.
No.
We're up to number one. Yeah, which is interesting. It seems like the first thought is, wow, that's going to take a lot of time to get it organized. That's probably a stumbling block for many people, and that shouldn't be, because once we get it organized, we'll sleep better at night, won't we?
We will sleep better at night. We will feel power, access, and control. I'll tell you something that happened to me, and I know it's a short program, but, you know, I got a phone call from a utility company last year, and it said, "We regret to inform you that because of failure to pay your utility bill for 6 months, this is a courtesy call that will be turning off your electricity within the next 45 minutes.
Okay.
It was like completely absurd. I'm married to a financial planner. We're very attuned to our bills. We're always meeting our obligations. And I went downstairs and I found the drawer that has the checkbook and that showed the bills were paid. And I found all the canceled receipts. And yet, but there was this moment of panic where I thought, oh my gosh, I run an internet company. What if I don't have any electricity? It's pretty hard to run a business that way, right?
Yes.
And so after this telephone call concluded, I got on the phone with Puget Sound Energy and I introduced myself and I shared the account number and said, I'd like to make sure that our account is in good standing. And the person on the phone said this to me, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Jutton, your name is not on the utility bill. And as a result, I'm not able to discuss the status of your account."
And how often, we don't realize that. I'm not sure who's on our utility bill when you mention that. Rarely are both spouses on the bill.
Well, now's a wake-up call for you to this next billing cycle, as you're writing checks or doing auto pay or whatever it is that you do to pay those bills, make 5 phone calls to the waste management company, the power company, the electric company, the cable company, wherever you have these essential services, and make sure that both names are on the account. Because there's this movie, The Best Marigold Hotel, the most exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh, yes.
You may have seen it, and Judi Dench is on the phone with her cable company, and she says, "Well, I'd like to make a change in my account." And the person says, "Well, Mrs. So-and-so, I'll need to speak to your husband in order to make that happen." And she says, "Well, that won't be possible." And they say, "Why is that?" And she says, "Well, he died of a heart attack, and I'm the only one that's left to take care of it." So there she is trying to demonstrate her legitimacy as a human being while her husband is from the grave. You can't get the passwords from your partner after he's gone. You got to get them now, men or women either. You can't do this without a little cooperation.
Well, exactly. And you talk about how important equal footing is and the information. And by the way, our guest on the program is Nancy Jutton. That's J-U-E-T-T-E-N. The website we're talking about is lifegoesonroadmap.com. Tell us a little bit about what's there, because you sort of take us by the hand and will guide us through what
well,
we all need to do.
Before I do that, I want to just share the number one biggest blind spot, which is the really important one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had number one. I'm sorry.
Second one is keeping your partner in the dark or choosing to stay there. And the number one biggest blind spot is not making time to get this done and paying the consequences. And here's a poignant story. I was reading this about Stephen Covey, who wrote this very popular book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yes.
One of the exercises that he recommends for people creating a wonderful life is to actually take a few hours and plan what you want to have happen at your funeral. And it's not that he's asking you to plan for the end of your life. What he's asking you to consider is, if you walked into, if you were like an angel on somebody's shoulder and you walked in on your own funeral, what would people be saying about you? What would your family be saying about you? What would your coworkers be saying about you? What would the community organizations be saying about you? What would be the story that people would tell about you? If you were a disorganized person who did not care enough about those you left behind, that you left a mess in your wake, and you were going to create an extended period of grief because not only would they be mourning your loss, but they would be mourning the aggravation that you left behind because you didn't give them access to everything they needed to unlock your fortune. That's one story. Another story could be, what an amazing human being, a great professional, a loving family member, a great dad, and someone who cared enough about his family to give them access to everything that they would need so that when his time came, they could have the grace and to grieve and not worry about how they were going to manage the logistics after the fact. We all get a chance to have that moment to decide how are we going to live our life today as if life could be ending tomorrow. And I'm not trying to be gloom and doom here, but I'm saying live your life intentionally and be of service to those who you leave behind for whatever reason so that they can carry on and at least know that you had their back even in the most dire situation. So not having access to what you need to drive your life forward can extend your grief for years and years. And that is really not a good idea or a good outcome for anyone. So that is, if you could take one rainy day in a few hours to walk through a system and a process to get this done as we make it fun, would that be a beautiful way to look forward to even greater adventures still to come?
Yes, and when you stop and realize all that can go wrong and most of us being unprepared for what can go wrong, it's really frightening, and that would change to some satisfaction knowing that we're covered. If there's an accident, if God forbid something should happen, fire or whatever, we can at least, sure, we got out of there with our lives, but now we know what our life is. We've got all the passwords. We've got all the financial information. A minute or so left.
Well, even household operations, like how to turn off the power, the water, and the gas. If there's a problem and you don't know how to turn off the power, the water, or the gas, or the security system, or the alarm to your security system is going off and you don't know how to turn it off, that's an inconvenience, a very noisy inconvenience that extends beyond your own property.
See, I mentioned there's so many things you don't even think about. The longer we go, the more things you tell me that I've really not thought about that we need to take care of. And I want to mention, and you talk about grieving, and suddenly people realize I've got all this paperwork to do before I can even begin the grieving process. Yvonne Heath, who's been on our program a number of times talking about issues like this, introduced us, and I really thank her for introducing us, because this has been a very enlightening program, and follows up on her message, which is be prepared.
Yes, because, you know, she talks about how relationships can be irretrievably broken in conflict in these challenging times. And, you know, there's peace of mind and absence of drama, trauma, and chaos. Well, what is the opposite of that? It's conflict, it's pain, it's tears, it's resentment, all these awful emotions that don't have a good energetic vibration. I mean, I think we should just live our life intentionally and believe that we are doing the right thing by those that may be left behind. And at the very least, do the right thing for yourself. Don't be blindsided by secrets that were kept because you were afraid to have a conversation.
And you get us started on that conversation. Just a short time left, but I want to talk about going to the website and the information there. You basically guide us through this process. It seems overwhelming. You make it even a fun process to go through, don't you?
Yes, we've actually transformed the task of getting organized into a game to win instead of a task to put off later. And we've created our Life Goes On roadmap system, where we hold your feet to the fire to get this done as we make it fun. And I'll even show you the game board. It's sort of likened to the game of life.
Oh, yes.
And we encourage you to create a musical playlist, the soundtrack of your life. We encourage you to play Beat the Clock as you move through 16 road stops that need to be address to have your life in order. We ask you to create an awesome dashboard dining lunch so that you can stay energized for the road ahead. And as you scavenger hunt for all the important information that you need, the best possible outcome is that you will ignite powerful conversations in your family that have been delayed for years. You will feel so much closer. You will have new dreams and things to anticipate for the future. And when you're done, you'll be an I'm ready for anything road tripper who's ready for anything and bring it on. And I think that by taking that upbeat, positive road trip approach, we do make this fun and you get it done. And it's just one afternoon in your life to dedicate. How many fewer TV programs or silly things that you could set aside just for one day? Get this done in one day. You'll never regret it. And we'll show you the way. And you will be so glad you came along for the ride.
And the information, again, available. I'll give you a couple of websites here. Life Goes On, LifeGoesOnRoadmap.com and LifeGoesOnRoadmapNow.com.
The LifeGoesOnRoadmapNow.com page is where you can read about the Life Goes On Roadmap system and make a purchase if you so desire. And the LifeGoesOnRoadmap.com page is where you can download this free report of the 5 blind spots so that you can get revved up and inspired to get on the road with positive hand gestures and a good mindset to get this party started as soon as possible.
I'm going to take another minute here. Let's go back to your situation when you're talking with your husband and you're facing the reality like we really aren't on top of everything. What was it like when you've been down this road before, so you know exactly what you're talking about.
Let me share this. This is a powerful story, and how many seconds do we have?
We got 2 minutes.
I'll do it. In the roadmap, there is a valuables inventory where you are to gather the receipts and appraisals for your artwork, your jewelry, anything of value, and also take pictures of it so that you have that. Well, we did that. October 16th, my husband and I were in Philadelphia at a conference, and we get the "we regret to inform you" telephone call from the police department that our home was burglarized and ransacked, and three thugs broke the windows, came in and stole computers, and then all of my jewelry, and then conveniently drove away with both of our cars.
Oh, wow.
It was an epic upset.
Oh, yes.
If there was a silver lining, here it is. Because we had done our valuables inventory in excellent detail, when we approached our insurance company to secure, to make a claim, it was a beautiful experience because they were able to honor every single loss at the value that we had stated because we were ready before opportunity struck. Had we not had the appraisals, the receipts, and the photographs, they could have questioned the validity of our claim and we would have suffered a second loss.
That's such a remarkable story, how that preparation, and you obviously did not know that was going to happen, but you were prepared. So instead of dreading talking to the adjuster, you showed them the documentation and got what you were entitled to under that policy. So many reasons to look into this. And again, the website is LifeGoesOnRoadmap.com. Nancy Jutten, our guest on the program, J-U-E-T-T-E-N. Click on directly to Nancy's information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nancy, a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you so much for being with us.
And thanks for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Nancy Jutten, the website LifeGoesOnRoadmap.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.